Chapter 4. An Accident.
If I don't find something interesting to do soon, I'll go crazy, Bruno thought after 3 weeks at Outwith.
So one Saturday afternoon, he decided to make himself a swing. 100 metres from the house, there was a tall tree which looked strong enough to hold a small boy. Now he just needed some rope and an old tyre. The rope was easy to find because there was lots of it in the garage. He took a knife and cut some, then carried it to the tree. Neither mother nor father was at home on this day, so they could not help him. There were lots of soldiers' trucks near the house. This was normal, but he knew that it would be impossible to steal a tyre from any of them. Then he saw Gretel in the garden, talking to Lieutenant Kotler, the young man that Bruno saw when he first arrived at the house. He often visited them now. Bruno decided unhappily that he was the best person to ask. He walked towards them and said hello.
"What do you want?" said Gretel.
"Good morning, little man," said Lieutenant Kotler. He always called Bruno this, and the boy hated it.
"I wanted to ask if there were any tyres around that no one needs," said Bruno. "On one of the trucks, maybe?"
"Of course," said Lieutenant Kotler. "What do you want it for?" He was not wearing his uniform today, and he looked much younger than usual. Gretel was watching him with her big eyes and smiling at everything he said.
"I want to make a swing," Bruno said.
Lieutenant Kotler stared at him for a moment, then turned round. He noticed Pavel, the old man who prepared the vegetables, walking towards the house.
"Hey, you!"
Lieutenant Kotler shouted, and then said a word which Bruno did not understand.
"Come over here, you..."
Pavel came towards them, and Lieutenant Kotler spoke to him rudely.
"Take this little man to the shed at the back of the house. There are some old tyres in it. He will choose one, and you will carry it for him."
Then he used the same word to Pavel again.
"Do you understand, you dirty..."
Pavel held his cap in his hands and nodded.
"Go on then," said Lieutenant Kotler.
And Bruno followed Pavel towards the shed. But he was unhappy about leaving his sister with the young soldier. Lieutenant Kotler was not a nice man. The accident happened a few hours later. Bruno was swinging happily on the tyre when he kicked the tree and the tyre turned. Then he felt himself fall and everything went black for a moment. He woke up in Pavel's arms. The old man was carrying him into the kitchen.
"I don't know what happened," Bruno said.
"You were going too high," Pavel replied.
He put him down carefully on one of Mother's wooden chairs and looked carefully at his knee.
"Now, don't move for a moment. And don't worry, it's only a small cut."
Bruno frowned and watched while Pavel got a box from the cupboard and started taking things out of it. He stopped the blood and cleaned Bruno's cut. Then he covered it with a plaster.
"There," he said. "Now you need to sit here quietly for a few minutes. Don't go near that swing again today."
Bruno nodded.
"Thank you," he said. "Do you think that I should see a doctor? It might be worse than you think."
It's not, said Pavel, and he moved to the sink.
Well, how do you know?
Asked Bruno and frowned.
You're not a doctor.
Pavel started silently washing some carrots with his head down. Then he looked across the kitchen at Bruno.
Yes, I am, he said. Before I came here, I worked as a doctor. I was a very good one too.
Bruno looked back at him, confused.
But you're a waiter, he said. You prepare the vegetables. How can you be a doctor too?
Just at that moment, Mother entered the kitchen. As soon as he heard her, Pavel looked back down at the sink and continued to wash the carrots.
What happened to you? Said Mother, seeing Bruno's plaster.
I made a swing and then I fell off it,
Bruno replied.
And then the swing hit me on the head. Pavel carried me in and cleaned my cut. Then he put this plaster on me. It hurt, but I didn't cry once, did I, Pavel?
Pavel moved a little, but he did not lift his head.
The cut is clean, he said. There's nothing to worry about.
Go to your room, Bruno, said Mother.
Bruno got off the chair and left the room, but he was still able to hear Mother say, Thank you, to Pavel. Then he heard her say, If the commandant asks, we'll say that I cleaned Bruno's cut.